Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Corey, thanks for reaching out the other day, man. Glad we can make it work out and get you on Hook Up or Hang Up here this morning.
Yeah, man. Cool to be here.
Hey, Corey. All right. So what can you tell us about Vera?
Yeah. Honestly, Vera's like the whole package. She's beautiful, great personality, easy to be around. What else do I say? I didn't want our date to end while we were there. So.
Okay.
Aww.
And what was your guys' date? What'd you guys do?
We went out to like a little happy hour drinks thing. That was fun. And then we went back to my place and had a drink or two there and hung out. And that was also very fun.
Okay.
Well, that's a good sign if you went back to your place. Nice.
Yeah, I thought so. for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so how long has it been since you heard from her?
Too long? No, it's been about 3 weeks. I had her, like, you know, text me when you get home after the date, and she did that, and it's been already a fact. Like, fully.
And you told us that's been, like, almost 2 weeks now, or over 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, over 2 weeks.
And
two weeks.
Have you reached out since that or nothing?
I did two texts and a call, trying to not be like weird about it, but two texts and a call.
That's not bad.
Acceptable amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anything like happen at your place that you can think of, like that would?
No, like I would have said that if there was something that I was like, oh well, there it is, folks. You know, but yeah. No, I thought we had fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everything, golly, man.
Your place wasn't a disaster or stinky.
No, I had I actually had a cleaning crew come in a couple of days before. So, really not a disaster, I don't think.
Nice.
Yeah, really
you had the cleaning crew come in because you were hoping that the date was going to go that well, or just like in general, like early spring
clean? Once a month, just happened to fall. Yeah, it just happened to fall, like, close to that.
Dang, a guy with a cleaning crew. That is a total plus in my book.
Let's see what the deal is, man. Let's call Vera and just kind of see what's up, and we'll roll with the punches from there.
Yeah, cool. That sounds good.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
We just talked to Corey. I need to find out his cleaning crew number so he can do our house instead of us.
No kidding.
Oh, man, Corey.
I want my own cleaning crew.
you ready? We're going to call her. You ready to do
I'm
this?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, mute your phone. Hang on. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Vera, please?
Maybe. Who's calling?
This is Cosmo and Cat, and we are with the Y107 Morning Show. We've got a segment that we wanted to see if we could bring you on the radio for about dating.
Remember? Okay, sure.
Okay. Well, we got your contact info from somebody that you went on a date with recently.
Who?
You remember a couple weeks ago, Shiloh Patio Happy Hour, then back to his place for a movie?
Oh my God, the uniform guy. Oh, jeez.
Uniform
the
guy.
Uniform guy?
Superhero uniform guy.
Was he in a uniform?
Well, sort of, but not the kind I like.
Oh, gosh.
What kind of uniform do you like the most? Like, fire department?
I mean, I'm a chick. I like all uniforms, police and military and fire, and, you know, those are all hot uniforms, but this was not.
What's wrong with Corey?
What was his uniform?
He's wearing a basic white button-down shirt and khakis.
And?
And that's literally all he has and all he ever wears, like, ever.
What?
How? Well, that can't be true.
Oh, it is. So, look, this guy gave me the grand tour of his apartment, and when we got to the bedroom, his closet door was open, And that is all that he had in his closet. Hanger after hanger of khaki pants and white Oxfords. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Yeah, a white shirt and khakis covered for all occasions. That's how it goes.
What? No, no, no. Oh, God, I should have known.
You mind chatting with them real quick?
I mean, we're here.
Corey?
So, yeah, what's the deal with the khakis and white shirts, dude?
It's simple. It's all my bases covered. I don't need anything else.
You don't need anything else. So, like, what do you wear if you get invited to a wedding or if you have to go to a funeral or something? Well, what do you wear?
If I have to go to a wedding, I have a little sports jacket I put on. Pretty simple. Like, I have a tie if I need one. Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
You have a sports jacket and a tie. You don't even have a proper suit. Not even one proper suit. What?
I don't know why that's weird. It's inefficient.
Do you even have a pair of jeans?
No, I have khakis and white shirt.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this has been real.
Corey, no jeans, seriously, or shorts or anything?
No.
Yeah, not even khaki shorts. Like, come on. Okay, look, dude, it would be inefficient if I wasted any more of your time. So good luck out there, Corey. Bye.
Oh.
Sorry, dude.
Vera's gone.
Okay.
Hey, I'm all for
There's
the go-to.
There's nothing wrong with dressing nice, Corey.
No, I'm all for the go-to, but I would add some other things to the wardrobe, my friend.
I just don't see why I would need it, is all.
Okay,
I just don't
see why. Hey, I'm not here to try and change.
Hey, you do you.
You do you. I'm not going to try and change it. Just,
thank you.
Good luck.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Have a good day.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.